Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Wednesday, September 21st, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. We're very proud to announce today the arrival of Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary, now available here on Wing TV. And we've been waiting for months for this book to come out when we first heard about it. And so we've decided that this is what we're going to devote today's show to. Also, we're going to have Jim on our show next Tuesday to talk about this book. But what we're going to talk about today is what constitutes responsible journalism, good journalism versus shabby journalism.
Jim Tucker is a prime example of what good journalism is. And I have to say, I really love the cover of this book.
Yeah, yeah, we'll show you again. There's Jim right on there holding up his diary. And we had the honor to meet Jim in November of 2002 right down at the American Free Press offices.
Among other members of the American Free Press. And we love all of them.
Yeah, we met Christopher Petherick, Michael Collins Piper. And I got to sit there for maybe 20, 25 minutes and just talk to Jim Tucker alone. And it was such an honor that this man, more than any other, has broke the stories about what we know today as the Bilderbergs.
When you think of the old-fashioned stereotype of the journalist, he's crusty and he's not politically correct, and he doesn't try to edit his words before he speaks or as he's speaking. He just says what he thinks, and we really like that approach. It's very direct.
Yeah, he's like the old journalists and commentators like Mike Royko out in Chicago, who's now dead. But so this is what we consider good journalism. If Jim Tucker writes something and it appears in the American Free Press, you can bet that I'm going to rely on this information being accurate, and he set a standard. He's letting everyone know that if he puts it out there, that he's going to stand behind it.
Now, two other primo examples would be Michael Collins Piper and Jim Mars.
Right. Yeah, those two also would be people that we consider that have set the bar very, very high.
Right.
On the other hand now, and this is the bad news, we're still, it's been a couple months now, we're still getting emails, Bush, Cheney indicted, or people wondering why we've come out and spoken about this issue. Well, the reason why is, well, I'll start off like this. Somebody sent an email yesterday and says, well, what if George Bush and Dick Cheney are indicted? What are you going to say then?
Well, what we say is this, that the initial article that came out said they already had been indicted. If you read closely, that's what was said.
Right. So my answer to that would be, if Bush and Cheney are indicted, I'd be the happiest person in the world. And you know what would make me even happier? Is if they were arrested, if they were imprisoned, and if they were given the death sentence for treason against this country.
Along with all their buddies.
Every one of them would make me happier and happier.
Right, and you know, us speaking out against this particular story, which hasn't turned out to be true yet, it's not confirmed true yet to this day, doesn't mean we're defending the government or that we want these people who are committing this treachery to get off scot-free.
Right. So let's go back now to Tom Flacco's original article. And everybody remembers that it came across the internet. It was everywhere. It
picked up by Skolnick and a bunch of other people.
Oh, all the sites ran it. And it said, Bush, Cheney, indicted. Now, it didn't say that they were going to be indicted in the future. It didn't say that plans were being made to indict them.
It didn't have a question mark after the title.
It said, Bush, Cheney, indicted, as in they were already indicted.
Right.
Now, as everybody knows, Bush and Cheney have not been indicted yet.
Right.
Now, people say to us, well, they should be indicted.
We agree.
Absolutely. There would be no argument from us. But there's a big difference now between someone should be indicted and somebody is indicted. Do you see what we're trying to get at here?
Right. Like, you can't write it before it happens.
Yeah. And these people have...
As if it had happened.
Right. These people have to be able to back this up. Now, As I said, many people ran with this story then and defended it. One guy was Tom Baia. And Lisa was telling me a story about how he was on a conference call. Go ahead, you can
Oh, there were many, many people on a conference call. I was on that call myself maybe a month or so ago. Mm-hmm. And he ended up getting yelled off of the conference call because everybody thought he was an agent provocateur. But this guy, Tom Baia, known as Ranger 116, sends around all these stories as if they're fact, and he calls himself a news service. And I remember first getting acquainted with Tom Baia in a chemtrails group 3 or 4 years ago, and he wasn't a news service then, and he is now, supposedly.
Yeah. Now, other people say, well, Bush and Cheney could be indicted in the future. Again, you would have no disagreement from us whatsoever, but again, let me repeat it. There's a big difference between could be indicted and are indicted.
And let's stress, too, that many, many people have tried to get this story confirmed in some way so that we can say, you're right, they are indicted, and no one's been able to confirm it. No
right.
one.
And we'll repeat one more time. Tom Flocka, when he originally wrote it, he said Bush and Cheney are indicted, along with Mary Madeline, along with John Ashcroft, and he mentioned a couple other names. He said all of these people have already been indicted. Well, not one has been. Now, some people have been speaking out about this. One of them is Carl Worden.
Right.
And, you know, he says Tom Flocka has been completely discredited now by this story. He says he can't be trusted because Flocka hasn't come out and apologized for this, said that he was wrong about this. He's just letting it linger out there, and people are still passing this misinformation around.
Right, and defending Flocka, and, right. and Worden took a lot of heat for saying what he did, like we have, and no matter what your opinion is of Worden's writing, at least Worden spoke out and realized that the Flocka piece, which was also run by Skolnick and Szymanski and a bunch of other people, you know, he saw it for what it is. It's not confirmed to be true.
Yeah.
We have no information whatsoever that Bush and Cheney have been indicted.
Right.
And until we have solid information that they have, we have to presume they have not been.
Now, this falls into the same line with a few months ago when people were saying that Jeff Gannon was actually Johnny Gosch. Well, as of today, September 21st, not one bit of credible evidence has been relayed to prove that.
Right, and yet you see the same names popping up, pushing these stories forward, like Sherman Skolnick. Unverifiable information. Just about everything he says is not verifiable.
Yeah.
Yet people call him the god. The god of what? Political gossip?
Yeah. And also then there's the Chicago MI5 subway shooting where supposedly five British agents were shot dead by federal agents in Chicago, again.
No witnesses, no eyewitness reports from rescue workers, law enforcement, the transit authority there in Chicago. I mean, nothing.
What we're trying to say is that if there's an article that comes into our inbox here, and it's from the alternative media, we want to be able to trust that information.
Right.
Now, Lisa has been saying the last few days, she says, when somebody lies to you, they do so because they think you're stupid. Now, let me expand upon that a little bit. Does your government lie to you? Of course they do, because they think you're stupid. Does your mainstream media lie to you? Of course they do, because they think you're stupid. Now, we have forces within the alternative media that are blatantly lying to you. Why? Because they think you're not smart enough to track this down and verify it for yourself.
Now, we don't think that everybody who passed this story along is just deliberately trying to misinform people. In fact, several people have gotten very angry at us because they think that we're calling them stupid. We're not. We're just saying if you don't know that a story is confirmed, then you should at least put a question mark after the title of it or put unconfirmed on it if you don't know.
Yeah.
If you don't know for sure, you shouldn't send it around like it's fact and just keep perpetuating a chain of disinformation.
Now, a perfect example of this happened within the last few days. I'm sure all of you saw it. Cindy Sheehan arrested. And we got things in our inbox, in our email. Urgent. Breaking news.
Right.
Cindy Sheehan arrested. Now, I'm glad that all of these people sending this information around don't have their finger on the nuclear bomb panic button. Because if they did, all of us would have been blown to smithereens ages ago, because there's absolutely no thought when they send the send button. You can read the whole story on the Wing TV homepage right now.
I wanted my political group, New World Order Corner, to see that story. And I sent it to my group with a question mark after the title.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sent the clarification of what actually did happen subsequently, which was her protest was stopped short by New York law enforcement, and her organizer was arrested. She was not.
Yeah. Now, we're going to go into the whole story here, but I just want to say, first off, we could have ran with this story immediately, like some of these other news agencies did. Mm-hmm. But guess what? We didn't. Why? Because we wanted to check, first of all, to see if Cindy Sheehan actually had been arrested.
Right.
Now, Frank Whalen, who's one of the best talk show hosts out there, he says that if he was a government agent, if he was in the government and he wanted to put out this info, this is exactly the kind of thing he'd be doing. He'd be putting stories out like the Chicago MI5 shootout that didn't happen. He'd be putting out stuff saying that Bush and Cheney were indicted when they weren't. Why? Because it discredits the alternative media. It makes us look like crap. And that's why the mainstream media says, oh, we don't take you guys seriously. We laugh at you because there's so much junk out there that goes around as
and
news.
Look at how many weeks and weeks the Jeff Gannon, Johnny Gosch story got off of this.
Oh,
and we still, there's nothing to say one guy is the other guy.
Even
there's not one thing, yet they made the talk show circuit, and they went around, and they just blabbed this all over the airwaves, and we still don't have any proof that Jeff Gannon is Johnny Gosch.
Even Johnny Gosh's mother couldn't confirm this.
But
she was interviewed.
Distraction, right?
Well, that's what it is. They're distracting you again. Now, let's get back to Cindy Sheehan. Was she arrested? No. Who was arrested was a guy named Paul Zulkowicz. He was the rally organizer, and he was arrested because he was talking through a bullhorn, and he didn't have a permit. Now, do we think
a sound permit?
Right, a sound permit. Now, do we think this is bogus? Absolutely.
Right.
That's absolutely bogus that they would do this.
And it does constitute, in our eyes, at least harassment of protesters.
Right. Now, They a lot of these sources said Cindy Sheehan was arrested. She wasn't. These are probably the same sources in August, that was last month, that said Cindy Sheehan was going to be arrested outside of George Bush's ranch in Crawford, Texas. Why? Because they said she was a national security threat. Well, guess what? She wasn't arrested in Crawford. She wasn't arrested earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of this information came from an initial source. Now, you're probably thinking it's some journalist that we could name. Nope. You'd think wrong. You know who the first report came from? Someone called the Five of Diamonds. I have the article. This was the first article that came out. Said Cindy Sheehan was arrested. And also it said she was seriously injured. Now, we could have went on and pushed all this, given all this information to you. But in actuality, here's what happened. She said, this is Cindy Sheehan's own words now. She said that she was hurt slightly and that her backpack was yanked hard or yanked roughly while it was on her back. Now, people were sending us around saying that she was beaten, thrown to the ground, kicked, dragging, and screaming. And it all came from a person called the Five of Diamonds. Not even a name.
Now, how much more wrong could you get a story?
Yeah. Yeah.
Think about it. And why would you send something like that around without checking your facts first?
Yeah. And it didn't take us a long time to verify this.
It's so easily disproven.
Yeah. And we could have reported this. We could have came out all hysterical, ranting and raving like a lunatic.
Well, the same Village Voice reporter that wrote about our Ground Zero protest and spun that to holy hell wrote about the Cindy Sheehan protest, too.
Yeah.
And she spells it out pretty clearly that Cindy wasn't arrested, and the protest was aborted.
Right, but we didn't want to just take her word for
it,
so we checked other sources and other sources and other sources, and we finally came to what the truth was. Again, I'll go back to what Lisa says. Why do people lie to you? Because they think you're stupid. Again, they're putting these stories out there without checking them at all.
And for certain people to become angry at us for pointing out that things do need to be checked before we just send them without the word unconfirmed or a question mark, to let people know that it's not the truth as we know it to be truth. For them to get mad at us for pointing this out is absurd.
Right, because all we're trying to do is say we need a higher standard. We need some kind of journalistic standard,
you know what,
to go by.
A lot of people are very resistant to a higher bar and a higher standard. Yeah. They don't want to be reminded that conscience does matter, and they don't want to deal with conscience. They don't want to be guided by right or wrong. They just want to click the send button and be a keyboard commando.
And these people that are doing this, and I'm not afraid to say it, they're an embarrassment to the alternative media, because they're making all of us that are trying to give you credible material and credible information, they're making all of us look bad.
I mean, here's another example of somebody who makes the independent media look bad. Mike Rupert.
Mm-hmm.
Peak Oil.
Right. Again, how many people have come on this show alone, plus how many articles are out there saying that this is all big oil propaganda, and it's absolutely...
It's nonsense. It's,
yeah.
And we have people out speaking in public forums, writing articles, getting on shows. It's a matter of life and death. No, it is not.
Right. Now, let's move on to Muhammad Atta.
Mm.
This thing called Abel Danger, also Daniel Hopsicker. Now, I don't know how many times we're going to have to say it. Al-Qaeda, 19 Arab hijackers, did not do 9/11. Why do you think the government now has all of a sudden floated this Abel Danger story?
Right. They can't even get their version of Osama bin Laden right.
Right. The reason they're floating it is because the heat is becoming so heavy about the 9/11 controlled demolition that they want to bring everybody back
to center.
To the center, to this concept of 19 Arab hijackers. Now, what was the FBI trailing Muhammad Atta? Absolutely.
Probably so.
I mean, like, they were doing so because Muhammad Atta and Al-Qaeda became the false front. They became the red herrings. They became the Lee Harvey Oswald.
The Patsy group.
The Patsies. So it's not big news that the FBI would be trailing them. Also, the Israeli Mossad. There's tons of evidence that they were actually living right in the same buildings as them. The reason why is so that they could set up a legend. A legend is a cover story that allows the attention to be diverted onto them. They did the same thing with Lee Harvey Oswald. They did the same thing with Timothy McVeigh.
Absolutely.
Abel Danger only is out there for one reason, to give you the Arab hijacker myth. Again, that's why it is.
They're spoon-feeding it to you, and you're swallowing it by the cupful.
Yeah. Now, real quick, we have to cover a couple things we mentioned yesterday. First, here's a movie we watched a couple nights ago called Judgment. It has Corbin Burns and Mr. T in it.
Right.
It wasn't acting-wise the greatest movie ever, but if you have a chance to see it, it really shows what a one-world government and one-world court system will look like. Well worth watching,
A good portrayal of what it could potentially be like, and they didn't say the words New World Order, but they did several times say One World Government and One World Order. So hats off to them for putting that out there, because Hollywood sure as hell isn't doing
it. That's right. Now, I mentioned yesterday that a local personality here, I saw him on the streets yesterday, he was carrying a placard, a sign, and I says, hold it up, let me see what your sign says. He held it up and it said, don't hate Jews. Now, the guy's name is Julian Hecklin, and I have no problem whatsoever with him wanting to protest or put his message out. Everybody has a voice, and everybody has the right, and they should have the right to go out there and give their message. I have no problem with that whatsoever. He's also known as the pot-smoking professor, and the reason he got this name was a few years ago, and this guy's probably in his 70s now. He used to be a professor at Penn State, and he took up the cause of legalizing marijuana.
Right, and he would actually be out there on the street at his protests smoking joints.
Yeah, and he's been arrested many times.
Right.
He had never smoked marijuana before this. He said he doesn't even personally advocate it, but he says that it should be legal. Now, here at Wing TV, I haven't done drugs for ages. We don't even have aspirin in this house. And the way I see pot smoking or any other kind of activity, as I'm very libertarian in the sense that people should be allowed to do whatever they want to as long as they don't hurt somebody else. So if you want to smoke marijuana, if you want to shoot cocaine or heroin into your eyeballs, go ahead and do it. But if you break into our house or our neighbor's house or a store to get the money to buy these substances, then there should be trouble. So,
and you should realize where these drugs are all coming from.
Right, and who it's supporting.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's so much evidence that the CIA is the one making all the money for their black budget operations that...
We don't encourage supporting CIA drug running activities.
Exactly. So anyways, Julian Hecklin, he had this flyer, and it says, to my Christian neighbors, and he's talking here about how the United Church of Christ and the Disciples of Christ say that people should condemn the wall being built around Israel. Now, Julian Hecklin has a problem with this, and he says, well, why aren't they condemning the fence around America to keep the illegal aliens out? I didn't know there was a fence around America to keep the illegal aliens out. So right there, he's wrong.
He hasn't made a run for the border lately.
Yeah, exactly. He also, in this, he's against these churches divesting their stock investments away from Israeli companies that support this wall. And he goes on and says that this community, our community, has become highly anti-Semitic.
Why doesn't Israel pay for its own wall?
Yeah.
With its own money?
Yeah, I mean, I would have less of a problem with Israel building their wall if our tax money,
right,
$10 billion a year America's given Israel, isn't being used to build their wall. So
I mean,
it's,
our public schools could probably use a little fixer-upper, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. So we just wanted to bring this up, and, you know, even though we totally disagree with what he's saying, Julian Hecklin has every right to go out
there.
We
defend his right to say those things.
And speaking of which, we hope everybody goes to Washington, D.C. this Saturday, that they put into action their right to protest or to even just to go out there and view this rally. But we're going down there. We're going to have our banners. We're going to cover it for Wing TV. And just think, if a day does arrive when you don't have this right to protest.
You know, again today, a journalist said to me again today that there's no reason to even try. This is all street theater, and maybe someday you'll realize years down the road when you're in prison. and I said, hey, if I end up getting arrested for my participation in these types of events, well, so be it. I'll deal with it then.
Yeah.
But it ain't over till the fat lady sings, and the fat lady has not yet begun to sing.
And you know what? We'd be proud if we were arrested, if we were out there using our rights to protest something that
what
we don't believe in.
What a defeatist attitude that is. Here, let's just hand it all over to them. We don't even need to try.
Yeah. Now, we're going to talk about this attitude again on Friday, but tomorrow we're going to have a gentleman on from Pennsylvania, Clean Sweep, and then Friday we're going to talk about the rally and the difference between activism and this fear-mongering, defeatist attitude.
You know, I think it's just an excuse for people to use so they don't have to get up off their ass and take responsibility. And the reason we're in these messes we're in today is because of the neglect and the lack of responsibility that's not, you know, been taken in the past.
Yeah. And as we go out, I'll give you a final thought to think about. Which group do you want to be in? The group that's active, that's still fighting to save this country?
Or the rollover and die group.
Or the rollover and die group that's completely consumed by fear and defeatism. Well, we're going to be in the group that's out there protesting, yelling, holding our signs up, and doing everything we can to save this country and let the powers that be know that we're not going
to
roll over.
People, don't just give it to them. Hand it over to them.
We'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV. Until then, keep your eyes open because there is a lot going on.
See you then.